I was watching them cut down this huge loose spruce tree out in front of the Thompson House Museum History Park, and kind of got this wild idea that that would make a fun little educational science and history project with a bottom slice. So I talked them into slicing off a thin piece right at the very bottom, and they gave it to me.
When did the tree go down?
Last June, June 20th, I think it was, 2020. And so I took that stump home. So I just started kind of putting this plan together. I kind of went about it backwards. I was should have found a sponsor to help pay for it first and then do the project. But I did it the other way around and put it all together and had lots of help from other local people in town.
So I know dendrochronology was used for this project. Is that something you have experience with yourself, or did you send off this tree slice to lab or something?
Actually, I asked Mrs. Google, and she came up with this Educational and Science Foundation out of Boulder, and they already had put together a really cool description of dendrochronology, which is the study of tree rings, and also dendroclimatology, which is studying the tree rings to help you decipher what the climate was back in our history. And so I just went through the Historical Society for a timeline to find out local events that happened throughout the years. I figured the tree's 120 years old, which puts it back to being planted roughly at 1900. I found a local print shop to help me make these little pointy tabs with a date and an event out of plastic so that they would, when I buried it with a tabletop clear epoxy, it would hold up and still show through. And so I got a bunch of the tabs pointing to local events throughout the last century. And then I also added on in another column with all the presidential terms of who was president at this year and et cetera. And then on a third column, I put in the census report for the population of Carbondale every 10 years. So it really kind of gets into the history and development of town. And also, you know, the rings, going back to the science, the dendroclimatology, some are really wide and dark, and some are really thin and close together. And it helps point out the growth cycles of the trees and how they grow, and how you can kind of tell how much rain and sun and good growing conditions that put together to grow the trees. So you kind of take the facts from more than one tree and put them all together, and you can draw conclusions on what the climate was for that local area.
Were there some events in the history of Carbondale over the last 120 years that you marked that were particularly interesting to you?
Well, I kind of put in as many as I could. You know, I got World War One, flu epidemic, 1941, World War Two. Let me see, 1910, Carbondale gets electricity and water pipes. There's one the fire department founded, and was in 1954. Union School becomes Roaring Fork High School.
Well, it sounds like you have a pretty good encyclopedia of Carbondale history in your mind as a result of this project.
Yeah, it really gets you into thinking way back when. And, you know, I got several barcodes on there, and one of them will take you to in-depth study of dendrochronology and climatology. Another QR code that'll get you more into the history of Carbondale. And I got another QR code that's translated into Spanish so that the whole population is able to benefit from it. And also down Parks and Rec, they put in a QR code that's going to take it to a map of all the rest of the town parks around town for tourists and newcomers to get more aware of where all the town parks are.
Well, congratulations on finishing a big and ambitious project. So thank you, John.
Yeah, you're quite welcome. It was fun, and it is a reason to have it done, but I'm quite proud of it.